we need to be much kinder to this beautiful planet which we share,
okay.
And we need to be much kinder to each other on this planet. There is no alternative planet out there in the Milky Way which we can occupy.
But when we talk about being kinder to each other regarding the environment, regarding the planet, what does this mean to me if I'm in your country, Oslo, or I'm in Nairobi, Kenya, where you are located as headquarters? What does that really mean?
To stop polluting this beautiful planet, to stop throwing garbage into the ocean as if it was endless and it will not come back hunting us, to stop wars and conflicts which make it much more difficult for us to resolve environment problems, and for sure to protect this unique beauty of the planet, the green, the blue, and all the species, the tiger, the elephant, the rhino, the orangutan. How can we be the one generation which destroy this beauty?
The whole range. You talk about polluting the oceans. For the average person watching you and I right here, paint a picture of how bad that is and what can be done.
Let me take you to Abidjan, one of the most beautiful cities in Africa, potentially the most beautiful city in Africa. It has a lagoon there. The lagoon is horribly polluted. Any sort of garbage, any sort of sanitation, any sort of plastic goes right into the lagoon. When that's cleaned up, it will be a fantastically beautiful place where children can swim, where adults can fish, and where you can sit and have a beer or a coffee in the afternoon enjoying the beauty.
In fact, I've been to Abidjan, and talking about Abidjan, we know that some companies from abroad, from beyond Africa, sometimes send toxic material into some of these places in the developing world. How concerned are you about that?
And nothing shows how interconnected we are on the planet than exactly this. The same company who sent toxic material and killed people in Cote d'Ivoire also sent the same to my nation, Norway, when I was Minister of Environment there. Fortunately, no one died, but people, I tell you, were very scared when a tank blew up right in the center of a small community in the west coast of Norway. So we need to get stopped. This is environment crime of the first order, and the culprit must be brought to court for sure.
I remember a moment ago you mentioned the issues of conflict and the impact on the environment. What is the connection for the average person? How would you link that up and make it clear that this is a serious issue?
When people need to move because of climate change or because their homes become a desert so they cannot get a livelihood there anymore, they start moving. Well, they move into the place of some others who may not be so happy that they come. You get conflict started, and this environment degradation amplify the conflict. And of course, when you have a conflict, it's much, much more difficult to resolve any sort of social or environmental issue. So we need to make peace. It's the overriding issue wherever there's a conflict, but we need to take care of the environment at the same time.
Let me ask you a question that you are based in Nairobi, the Kenyan capital. People travel to Nairobi for tourism, for safari, and sometimes I see many Africans sometimes wonder, are we placing much more emphasis on animals and, you know, livestock more than the human beings who are also suffering from environmental degradation?
But this comes together, this cannot be separated. I mean, Kenya as a nation have an enormous interest in tourism that provides any number of jobs. There is 1 million young people joining the labor market every month in Africa. All of them want a decent job. Many of these jobs will come in the tourist sector. Then you need to take care of the elephants, otherwise tourists won't come. You need to take care of the rhino, the lion, and the beauty of African nature. That's what draws the tourists there.
Everything is interconnected.
Absolutely.
Any other things you would like to share?
Please take care of this beautiful planet. We cannot go out in the Andromeda galaxy or the Milky Way to find another
We are not going
world.
To Jupiter?
No.
We are not going to Mars?
No.
You heard it there from Mr. Eric Solheim, Executive Director of the United Nations Environment Programme, UNEP. Thank you. Tusen takk.
Tusen takk. Believe you.